All right. Good morning and welcome back to another edition of the Bakersfield Business Partners podcast. My name is Duncan Harris. I'm the owner of Insurance Savings Group, and I'm the past president of Bakersfield Business Partners. And we're a B&I chapter here in Bakersfield and just recently ranked the number one chapter in the state of California. And that was based on very particular metrics such as group attendance, referrals, but also group personality and charisma. And so we were ranked number one in those metrics. And so we have the best membership. And that's why we started this podcast, to highlight our awesome members. So I have Ed Anchondo here with me this morning. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Duncan.
How you doing?
Good.
Awesome. It's Friday, right? Everyone's feeling good. Hopefully the end of a productive work week.
Yes, it is. It's still got a long day to go ahead of me, but the weekend's here.
That's awesome. A good thing. Well, let's get this show on the road. Look, for those people that don't know you, just introduce yourself really quick, who you are and what you do.
Good morning. Ed Anchondo with Oasis Air and Solar. I'm the general manager at Oasis, and I've been with the company over 30 years. I've done it all there. I've swept the shop to HR, everything out of the service tech. We're not a real big company, so we all carry a lot of hats on that part.
Awesome. So still learning the business. Okay, good job. And I'm kidding.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I learn it every day. Yeah, it's a learning experience and stuff. Today, I think I know it all. We're going to be in trouble.
Yeah, I love that. I love that mentality. Mm-hmm. So, well, look, tell me what's going on. You said you're learning every day. That's probably because there's stuff changing every day. Tell me, you know, what new laws or new technology is affecting your industry.
What's coming for us on January 1st is actually a switch in refrigerants. What equipment is coming with us? It's called A2L, and they legislated that for us to be able to have more of a clean air effect. The ozone layer and all that, they're trying to protect all that. So they come up with, as everything advances, they come up with better stuff to use on that. Not that what we're using now is very bad, but they're finding something that's better.
Okay, so there's new coolant. It's being mandated. You guys are going to have to use it. Is that right?
Definitely. Everything that is out there could still be serviced, and we will still have the old refrigerant to do that. But any new equipment being installed will have the new refrigerant in it.
Okay, so if I call you guys out to my house, and let's say I had old units, and I had the old refrigerant, you would still be putting the old refrigerant into my unit. Is that right? Or would you be replacing it with the new stuff?
No, you still use the old refrigerant. Like anything else, everything has its purpose and it has the parts it uses, and you have to keep using that, or else you have to change a lot of parts out. It's better off just changing the equipment.
So the new stuff, it's, I don't know, what, more energy efficient, or it's just clean? I mean, how is it?
It's not more energy efficient. It's just cleaner for the environment. So if anything gets loose in the environment, it's supposed to not damage the ozone layer and stuff. So it's the climate. It's to take care of the climate.
Is it a big increase in cost?
Unfortunately, yes. We already heard that equipment's probably going to be raised from 8% to 12%.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. And at the end, that gets passed on to the customer. That's the bad part about it.
Right. I mean, what do you think? Right. We've had these changes come down from our legislators. I mean, all these changes are they? It's probably good and bad to it. Are they really making the difference? Do you think that they are intended to do?
Personally, in my opinion, I don't think so. I haven't seen it. Nobody's proved it to us. It's all theories. To me, it's a theory that it does work better on that part of it. But I haven't seen any studies saying it does on that part. But we're regulated. And the government tells us what to do on that part, right. And we have to do it because the manufacturers are made to do that.
But the equipment should work as it always has, right? It should cool and heat, and there shouldn't be any issues there, right?
Yes, the equipment's going to cool and heat as needed and stuff, and the efficiencies are getting better on that. The technology is just getting better with the inverters and stuff, where compressors are actually ramping up and down to the capacity you need. Not full bore all the time. That's where all the efficiency comes in. You're able to keep your house in cruise control. That's the way I say it. The unit's running, just maintaining it. You have a better, even effect of cooling or heating, mm-hmm. rather than having it get really cold real quick and then warming up and just going back and forth, just going up and down the mountain, basically.
Yeah. Well, okay, so new coolant, but we are kind of headed into winter here. So what about heating? What are you guys looking for in the heating area?
Right now, we're all trying to get everybody to get their unit serviced, having their heating part serviced, because there is something they call the silent killer, carbon monoxide. Okay. On that. What we do when we do our safety checks and servicing on that is check your heat exchanger. People also call it a firebox. That's where all the flames are going through and then exhausting out into the air. If you have a crack in that firebox, it could create a leak into the house where it's blown into the house on that. And that's why everybody's mandated to have carbon monoxide detectors in their house now, so that if it does get and gets into a dangerous level, that alarm will go off to let you know that you need to get out of there. Some of the symptoms sometimes is that when you're at home, you're having headaches only when you're at home, or you're feeling very drained or tired. And as soon as you walk out of the house, 20 minutes later, you feel just fine because you're outside in clean air. Your household air is full of carbon monoxide, so it's affecting your body.
So you're saying that there could be maybe just a tiny, tiny, small amount of the CO2 or carbon monoxide, going into your home, but the alarm, the detector isn't going off?
No, because it has to hit I think it's 3 parts or 4 parts per million. When it gets to a certain level, then it hits. That's what it is. We always have carbon monoxide in the house because you're using your stove, which is going to let that out on that part. That's why we tell people, please don't use your stove to warm your house or your oven because it's done. It's done. Or somebody brings in their barbecue and turns on the charcoal or stuff. It's very dangerous.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
We probably hear about 3 or 4 stories a year of somebody dying from carbon monoxide and stuff because they had their heater on and it was faulty. It hadn't been checked. And they didn't have a carbon monoxide detector in the house. And all of a sudden, you go to bed, you usually sleep 8 hours. Well, all that poison is going into you for 8 hours and they just won't wake up.
Crazy. And so it's easy for you then when you're out servicing the unit to check this firebox.
It's actually a little difficult because sometimes you have to take the blower out and stuff because there's certain parts you learn where the cracks usually happen. So you have to get to that part there to make sure it's not cracked there. We also carry small cameras. Our techs have these little small cameras on almost looks like a piece of wire, and it sends them back to their phone. They're able to see in the equipment and stuff. So there's a lot of stuff we've invested in to make sure we keep our clients' safety.
Oh, that's very cool. What else is going on as we head into winter and just into 2025 that's new in your industry?
Rebates.
Rebates. Okay, let's talk about this. This sounds like good news.
This is very good news. We just actually a webinar on Thursday, yesterday. I was on a webinar with Tech Clean California. They're the state-run agency that gives out the rebates, and they just started talking about income-based rebates. So depending on your income, you could actually get up to close to $10,000 in rebates.
Wow.
Doing certain things to the house. If you have to get a new main electrical box outside, I think there's $2,000 for that. Duct work. Everything has a little bit of a price on it, but it's income based.
Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. I help a lot of seniors with Medicare, and a lot of times, when they get older, their income is really low. Maybe one spouse has passed away, and so the income has been cut in half. And I bet that program like that would really help them. They have maybe an older home and they haven't been able to afford to maintain it.
Yes, that's true there, that it is. And sometimes we go to clients, older people, or it doesn't have to be older, that they can't afford to repair something on that part or pay for a new unit. And that's where we refer people to our community partner, which is CAPK.
Okay.
Community Action Partnership of Kern.
Okay.
Which they have programs to help them out. They're not emergency programs, but there's money there to repair units, replace units, but you still have to qualify for it.
Interesting. Okay. Mm. Well, that's awesome. That's good to know. I had no idea.
They have a lot of other programs, the Vita tax preparers, they'll help out with a lot. Water bills. The easiest way to do that is call 211. That's their information line. And if you're eligible for a program, they will get you signed up for it.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Well, let's shift gears here a little bit. Let's talk about our B&I chapter, Bakersfield Business Partners. Ed, how long have you been a member of our chapter? Do you remember?
Your chapter probably now maybe 5 years.
Okay, awesome.
And B&I, I'm probably over 10 years now.
Well, tell me a little bit about your experience in B&I, why you like it.
I love B&I because it's the friendships you make, the contacts. I tell this story I'm always bragging about everybody in our chapter because my mom passed away now almost 2 years, and I was the trustee for her estate. And, you know, I had to look into stuff. I had Marvin there to do the real estate stuff for me. Cecile help out with the title company. Josh Wilson helped me out on the lawyer side of it. Mm-hmm. Just anything I needed, it was a phone call away on that. Questions that you're able to answer it. I get questions all the time from other members calling me and say, hey, do you do this? You do that? Do you insulate? Yes, we insulate. If you need insulation in your house, we're also available for that. Or if I don't know, I'm able to refer one of my partners there at B&I on that because you get to know everybody. We have handyman service. Yeah. On that, we have bankers in there. We have Duncan who does insurance, you know.
Yeah.
We have a CPA with Darren. It's the knowledge we have there, it's amazing.
Yeah, no, I love it. I love it for the same reason. It's such a great resource for me as a professional. And then obviously just the friendships and the relationships you have.
What I like about our group is that we're all professionals, and we get there. That's our Tuesday appointment. That's our Tuesday first appointment. Mm-hmm. Every Tuesday, you know, we don't start till 7:30, but I'm usually there with Duncan about 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy just being able to talk to people. But everything is done very timely. We're out of there by 9 o'clock, if not a little bit sooner.
Yep.
But, you know, by 9:30, you could be at your next appointment.
Yeah, I love that. Mm-hmm. Has it helped your business grow?
It has. It takes a little time because you have to build the relationships.
Sure.
But after you build the relationships, it blossoms on that because people are calling you and then they're referring people to you. It's like calling your uncle and asking them for a referral. You know, hey, Theo, do you know somebody who does this? Yes. Well, same thing with us. When we're with clients, we have to listen because a lot of times they give us clues. It's like, oh, my home insurance is getting outrageous. You know, I know somebody, you know, call Marcy at Farmers right there. Have her give you a price on it. I know she'll take care of you on that part.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. I'm adding something to this podcast. It's a little bit different. It's kind of a curveball for you. So let's say someone's listening and they're a business owner or a salesperson and they're interested in our B&I chapter and they want to grow their business. So here's my question to you. What other advice would you give maybe, you know, to the salesperson or the young business person who is trying to grow their business? Besides coming to check out our B&I chapter, which by the way is the best hour and a half of your week that you'll spend with 30 other professionals that are learning about your business and learning how to give you referrals. Besides that, what do you think is some great advice for people trying to grow a business today?
Educate yourself. Be ahead of the curve. You can't always hit a home run, but you have to keep on with technology, everything. You know, we spend a lot of money in training on that part because we're evolving. and everything, the industry changes all the time. Mm. And you just got to keep up with the times, because if you want to be a leader, you have to lead on that. And that's knowing your product, knowing what you're talking about, working hard. You know, my job is a 7-day, 24-hour-a-day job. You know, clients are calling me sometimes at 8 o'clock at night. You have to be there for the client. That's the most important thing, because that's the person that puts money in your pocket.
I love it. I love that advice. That's great advice. Listen, thanks for joining me today. If you're listening, come check out our BNI chapter. We meet Tuesday mornings at 7:30. We're a group of professionals, and we're all in our own classification or industry. So I do health insurance and Medicare. Ed does heating and air conditioning, right? So there's no overlap. And every week we get to give a 60-second commercial about our business, what we're doing, what makes us unique, what's going on in our industry. And then the other members of the group, they hear that and they're able to easily pass referrals. And the idea is that you join the group and you learn how to give referrals for the other members. And then ultimately, in turn, you'll receive referrals. So
Go ahead. We also do a 10-minute presentation. We have two people get up every week and give presentation and go through a rotation. But it's amazing how much you see people when they first start, they're terrified to talk. And then later on, you can't quiet them down because they're the knowledge. And people who want to join a group like this, if you want to learn how to communicate with people and not be afraid to talk to a crowd, a BNI is very good for you, because you learn how to talk. And with us right now, we're 33 members. So you are talking to a big group, and you have to come up with something new every week. That's the big thing. And it keeps you ready. So when you're in front of a client, you're able to talk to them pretty good.
Yeah, no, I agree. You're going to grow professionally, personally, your business is going to grow, and you're probably going to get a few friends out of the deal too.
You're going to get a lot of friends.
Yeah. So come check us out. Bakersfield Business Partners. We meet Tuesday mornings, 7:30 here in Bakersfield. That's it. That's all I had. Ed, thanks again for joining us, and have a great weekend. Until next Tuesday, we'll see you then.
Thank you, Duncan.